The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, so we'll get started here. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see you all. Before we do a meditation, I'm just going to drop in this one idea that I'd like us to explore together tonight, and that is sometimes we hear about this practice as being the path of purification. I'm not too fond of this word, purification, because it kind of like implies that we're impure and that we have to like get rid of something. In Pali, this word is visuddhi, and I looked it up in the Pali English Dictionary, like, was there something else here besides purification? And I discovered that purification was actually way down the list of the English words. The number one, brightness. And I like this, the path of brightening, the path of brightness. That feels better. So that's something we'll be exploring tonight. And I'll drop this in a little bit in the guided meditation. Brightness means different things to different people. See if you can maybe find your way with this. And in the Dharma talk, I'll explore it some more. But we'll just take a look at this during our guided meditation. So for this meditation, allowing your body to take a posture that expresses your intention of meditating. So it has this uprightness, but as well as ease. So we're not stiff and we're not slouching. This can be its own practice, just how to find a posture that is supportive. And then feeling the contact points where the body touches the cushion or chair. Feeling that slight pressure against the body that signifies contact. Can you allow yourself to finish arriving? Not in an abstract way, but just through the simple felt sense of being here. Is there a way that we can be here without striving, without fixing, but just abiding? And then resting attention on the sensations of breathing. Not controlling the breath, but letting the body breathe. It knows how to breathe. as the body inhales, is there a sense of energy, of aliveness with the inhale? This can be really subtle. You don't have to strain. And with the exhale, is there a sense of release or a settling? Aliveness and release. Now allowing the attention to widen slightly. Notice the hum of the sound of the fan. The temperature of the air as it touches your skin. Can there be a kind of appreciative noticing? As if the world were quietly shimmering. There can be this brightening of the mind, when there's some clarity, and some quality, attitude of appreciation. As an antidote to resistance. Maybe expanding the area of awareness to include the chest, the heart center. You might imagine a soft glow, sense of warmth, some openness. Remembering some natural kindness that arose. Allowing that to warm the heart center. Maybe that feeling, that brightness, can fill and feel. fuel the heart space. We can notice brightness as clarity in the mind, or warmth in the heart, or both. The luminosity is already there. We're just letting it shine. would it be like to rest in brightness in a comfortable way? This whole notion of brightness, kind of vague, and maybe there's can be a sense of, wait, what's happening? What is she talking about? Or maybe there was something in you that resonated with that. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups where you can talk about this. Like, how was that meditation? How was this idea of brightness? Like, when did brightness or brightening, how did that feel for you? Or what did it feel like? Or how did you understand it? Emphasizing the experiential part, less the abstract conceptual part, and more how, what was the experience like? And we don't all have to think the same. And we certainly aren't giving advice to one another. It's just an opportunity to discuss something, because there's a, when we talk about it and we feel like we have to put words to it, then there's a way it kind of more solidifies it and allows us to maybe understand it in a way that we wouldn't have if we just had an experience and then went on our merry way. So why don't we get into groups of three, and I think there might be two groups of four. I'm not sure. I already did the math, but three or four. And we'll meet until 7:15. So that's not a lot of time. So make sure that you're not, one person is not dominating. And so one way to do that is to do what I call like the spiral method, or maybe this is a way we could say the soup making method or the mosaic method, all three of these words. that one person says a sentence or two, it felt like unburdening. And then the second person goes, it felt like, I'm not exactly sure, I don't know. And the third person goes and says something. And then it comes back around to the first person, and they've heard what others have said, and maybe it spurred something in them. And then they drop in a sentence or two. So you'll end up going around and around and kind of as a collectively creating something, as opposed to one individual expounding on brightness or something. And at the last minute, a few people just drop in a few sentences. So kind of this, you're making a mosaic or a soup together and allowing yourselves to be influenced by what you hear. So what did brightening or brightness feel like for you in that guided meditation? And we'll come back at 7:15, or maybe because I talked so much here, 7:16 and 38 seconds. Thank you.